So we're going to begin here at the two dots on Pei Amud Aleph. The Gemara begins, Itmar Nami, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So here we're going to have a statement that confirms what we came to the conclusion yesterday, which is that statement of Shalach Rav Chinam Ishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Elo Achar Kapara, Aval Lifnei Kapara Tunim Lechem. The Gemara wanted to discover about what topic or what situation was that statement made. So that was Havi Bar of Amram. Rav Amram asked the question, and then they came to a conclusion over there. We saw that Abaye had a similar type of experience. And here too, we have a similar statement from Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Chilufe toda nidava, ben lifnei kapara, ben achar kapara tuna lechem, marbe bitodot. That if a person has a toda that got lost, but it's a case of a toda that was a nidava, therefore he doesn't have achrayut on the toda, and when he comes and brings a replacement toda, it's as if he's bringing a completely new toda. Therefore, if they even find the original toda, every toda that he brings requires lechem, because as if it's a independent, non-correlated toda, because he has no obligations to bring the toda, he has no obligations to replace the toda, so everyone that he separates out is considered to be a new toda, and that's marbe betodotu. Vlad todat nedava, if it's a offspring of a todat nedava, ben lifnei kapara, ben lachar kapara, ein tun lechem, that doesn't require lechem, meaning that the mother's brought. The offspring is not brought, because it's motor de todahu. It's a extra todah, extra in the sense that if you brought a lot of money to pay for a todah, it was in excess of what you required to bring the korban. The excess that's left over is called motor de todah. So it's over here. You have the animal, the mother is available to discharge your obligation of bringing the todah, I mean the didava that's here. Anything that's born or the offspring of this mother is considered to be a motor todah, an extraneous extra todah, and therefore the vlad todah is brought as a korban, but it does not require lechem because it's a motor todah. Vlad todat chovah, you have a todat chovah that has an offspring, then lifnei kapara tunen lechem. If it's before kapara, it requires lechem. Lachar kapara, I need to im lechem. And that's because you have the choice. You can discharge your obligation from the chovah either with the mother or the offspring. Whichever one you pick to discharge your obligation, that one will require lechem. Whoever is the broadest second one will be brought as a korban, but a korban that already had the obligation discharged and therefore does not require lechem. And that will be the statement of Rabbi Yochanan Loshanu El Achar Kapara, after Kapara, but Lifnei Kapara Tunim Lechem. Lifnei Kapara Tunim Lechem, because you have a choice of which one to discharge your obligation with, and that's the case that we just mentioned over here. Now, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shech Bechatat Meita Betoda Eina Tuna Lechem, Kol Shech Bechatat Ru'eh Betoda Tuna Lechem. So Shmuel makes some comparison between the korban toda and the korban chatat. The chatat, in many instances, has a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that it is meta. As a requirement, a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that be put to death. In certain circumstances, we're going to see in the Gemara, there are different opinions about what those circumstances are. But there are also instances when the chatat is not put to death, but rather ro'eh ad sheyistayev. It's sent out to graze until it gets a mum, and then it's redeemed, and that money is used to purchase an olot or other korbanot with it after the fact. So these two dinim that apply to a chatat, Shmuel wants to correlate them with the din of the todah. Whenever the chatat dies, then the todah will not require lechem. Anytime the chatat goes out to graze, then the todah will require lechem. So now Rav Amram is going to challenge that statement of Shmuel. Meitiv Rav Amram Ma'omer HaTodah Yakriv. What does it mean HaTodah Yakriv? Now once again, there is no pasuk called HaTodah Yakriv. What the Gemara is probably referring to is that the beginning of the pasuk is Al Todah Yakrivenu, and they're probably just using the word Yakriv because remember in yesterday's daf they darshan Yakriv Yakrivenu. So also here it's Im Al Todah Yakriv. So that Todah Yakriv Minayin LeMafrish Todah Tova Avda. What happens if a person takes out a todah and then it got lost? And then he brings in a replacement todah. Now they find the original one. And they're both standing in front of us. That he can choose whichever one he wants. And the lechem will go with whichever one he picks. That the todah is brought. You would think that the second one requires lechem. Talmud Omer, Yakrivenu. So again, Yakrivenu probably is what the Gemara is referring to over here. Yakrivenu means it and not the other. Only one gets lechem, not both of them. Echad velo shnayim. Vilu gabei chatat, when you look at a chatat, ki hai gavna, in a similar instance, ro'eh, it goes out to be graze. It's not. Hifrish chatato vavda. A person has a chatat, and then it got lost. Hifrish acher tachta, and he brings in a replacement chatat to discharge his obligation. Benimtzeta rishona. Then he finds the original chatat, reshtehem omdot. Now in front of him, he has the opportunity. Two of them are sitting here. He can pick whichever one he wants. tamut, and the second one dies. Divrei Rabbi. But Chachamim omrim, but Chachamim say no. Ein chatat meita, el shem nitzeit, achar nitkapru ba'alim. The only time that one of those five chatot that are meitot, based on the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, is chatat shenitkapru ba'alah. So Rabbi says, that's even in a case where we have the two chatot in front of us, and you're making a choice to pick one. Whichever one you pick, the other one goes to death. Chachamim say no. The only time that a chatat is put to death is if we find him after we originally discharged the obligation, already the kapara was done with the first one. But when both of them are standing in front of us and we make a choice to use one of them for a chatat and not the other, over there, the chatat, one is brought on the mizbeach, the other one is ve'ad she'yistev. If we go to the din of Shmuel, that should end up with us that anytime it goes out to graze, it has a din that you bring lechem with it. But that's not what we just saw. We just saw the din was with the gabe de todah, the first todah gets lechem, the second one does not get lechem. Over here, the first chatat goes on the mizbeach, the second one's going out to ve'ad she'yistev. And that's a problem that doesn't fit into Shmuel's mold. So based on the Chachamim's position that ein chatat meita l'shenim tzei d'achar nitkabru balim, akodim shenitkabru balim, before there was kapara, ro'eh, what are you going to do about Shmuel over here? His statement doesn't seem to fit with the Chachamim. The Gemara says, easy answer, Shmuel karabi spirle, Shmuel hold like Rabbi. Shmuel's like Rabbi, then in this case, it matches up again, because Rabbi believes that one of these goes to the meita, and therefore there's no lechem. Damar avuda b'shat afrasha meita, and therefore also over here, it'll have the same thing. By the lechem, you'll have one of the todot will get lechem, the second one will not. What's the case where Rebbe says that it does go out to graze? Where is there a chatat that goes out to graze according to Rabbi? Mar says, Rabbi Yoshia, Dama Rabbi Yoshia, Yifrishtei chatot achrayut. If he separated up front, two chatot, one for his obligation, one to protect him in case the other one gets lost. Mitchaper beizben shirtze v'shnia tireh. At that point, he can use whichever one he prefers, and the other one will go out and graze. Mar says, V'agabi todah ki ha'gavna intu nalechem. In the exact same scenario, by a todah, you would not bring lechem in that case. V'yir mafrishtei todot achrayut. If one of them is brought, the second one comes without lechem. And over here, Rebbe's going to say it's ro'eh. Ro'eh, according to Shmuel, means that it should get lechem. So how can he have the position of Rabbi if when Rabbi says it's ro'eh, it also doesn't match up? Of the Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon severely. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Tano, he's the third Tano. We have Chachamim, Rabbi, and now we have Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon, Damar Chamesh Chataot Meitot. Rabbi Shimon says that Chataot, the five Chataot are Meitot, meaning that there's no exceptions to the rule. All Chataot, when they're in these positions, will be put to death. And those are cases of Vlad Chatat, Chatat Shint Kabru Balea, Chatat Shavra Shnata, Tmurat Chatat, and Chatat Shemetu Baaleha. So all those five chatot die, and there's no exceptions to that. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's never a case when a chatat goes out to graze. So if that's the case, then why did Shmuel make this differentiation? He's saying, oh, there is a chatat that if it's meito, it does not get lechem. If it's roeh, it does get lechem. But if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, there isn't a case where it's roeh. So Gemara says, "Varoeh the Rabbi Shimon late leklal." Shmuel nami chado kamar. That's exactly what Shmuel's saying. Kol v'shechatat meita, which is all cases, betodai intuna lechem. In all those cases, the todah will not require lechem. So my kamashmalan. What is he teaching us? Let him say, Alocha k'Rabbi Shimon. Why is he phrasing it, L'gabei Todah versus the Chatat? It says, L'afuke mid Rabbi Yochanan. Comes to exclude the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Damar, da mitchaper b'shevach hektesh. So that we said before, that Rabbi Yochanan said that you can be mitchaper b'shevach hektesh if the Todah has a child, an offspring. You can use either the Todah itself or the offspring. It's your choice because you're allowed to benefit from the Shevach Hektesh. Along comes Shmuel and says, I don't agree with that. That's incorrect because by a Chatat, a Vlad Chatat is Meita. Vlad Chatat is Meita. You don't get that option to do whatever one you want. You have to do with the mother, and the offspring is meita. In our case over here, that would mean that the offspring does not get lechem. It's brought as a korban todah, but does not get lechem, and you must bring the mother as the main korban todah. So kamash malon, dilo. Kamash malon, that he doesn't agree. Shmuel doesn't agree to that position. Rabbi Yochanan, that we had at the top of the amud, Shmuel disagrees with that position. I'm Rabbi Abba. Zu todah v'zu lachma. If a person says, this is my todah, and this is my lechem, basically he's doing as a nedava, but he designates what is the todah and what is the lechem. The lechem gets lost, he replaces the lechem. Avda todah, if he loses the todah, eno mevi todah acher, then he's not responsible to bring a new todah. My taima, because what's the reasoning here? Lechem leglal or biglal todah, vein torah leglal lechem. That the lechem comes because of the todah. Therefore, if the todah is still extant, then if the lechem is lost, you have to replace the lechem. On the other hand, if the todah, which is the main focus over here, it's the main korban, if that's missing, then you can't say, oh, because I have lechem, I must bring a new todah. No, the todah is gone, everything's gone, and the lechem then for is no longer needed. So Amar Rava, Hifrish Ma'ot LeTorato, person who separates out money for his todah, then no true. And he had leftovers, mevi behen lechem. He can use that leftover money, the extra money, to bring lechem. The lechem todah. If he separates money for the lachem todah, and he has extra money, ain mevi behen todah. He can't bring with that extra money a todah. My time. If you're going to say Rav Kahano, Dam Rav Kahana, minayin lachem todah shenikru todah. How do I know that lachem todah are also called a todah shenemar? Because that's in the pasuk vehi kriv al zevach todah. That's a continuation of the pasuk that we just quoted before. Imal todah yakrivenu kriv al zevach todah, and then it lists out chalot matzot, rikikei matzot, and solat morbechet chalot. So all of those are the chalot. So sounds like it's calling those chalot the todah. So the Gemara says, if you think that Rav Kahana is the reason why he allows you to take the extra money from the todah and use it towards the lechem, because the lechem of the todah is also called a todah, then say the opposite as well, that when you have lechem ne todah, you can also put that money towards a todah, because the todah is also called lechem. Gemara says, how can you make such a comparison? Because lechem ikre todah. The lechem, which is a subcategory, a subset of todah, is also called a todah. But the todah lo ikri lechem. If you have the lechem here, the todah is not a subset or a subcategory of the lechem. They don't share a common name when you're just talking about the lechem. You're talking about the todah is an overarching name, includes both the korban and the lechem. That's not true when you're just talking about the lechem. Rama Rava, Rava also states, he frishto ratado vavda. He took out his todah and he lost it. Because arvi fisha cher tachta, he brings out a new one to replace it, vavda, and that got lost. Chazar v'chifish acher tachta, takes out a third one, and that gavas, nimsu arishonot. And then they find the original ones. Harish loshtam nomdot. Now he has all three of them sitting in front of him. Nit kaper v'rishona, if he takes kaparat with the first one, shnia inatun alechem. The second one doesn't get lechem, because that's the replacement for the first. Since it's a replacement for the first, it's the achrayut on the first, it doesn't get lechem. Shlishi tun alechem. On the other hand, the third one does require lechem, because the third one's a replacement of the second one, but the second one's still around. So since there was no kaparat in the second or third, the third one now requires lechem. Nit kaper b'shlishit. If he takes the third one and uses that for kaparat, shnia ena tun alechem. The second one doesn't require lechem because it's replacing the second one. But rishona tun alechem. The first one does require lechem because neither of the two, first two, were brought with lechem. Behem sa'it. If he uses the middle one, number two, as his korban, shnehem ena tun alechem. Then one and three do not require lechem because number two was a replacement for number one, and number three would have been the replacement for number two. So if he brings the middle one, the other two do not require lechem. Abaye amar. Abaye says, afil nitkaper b'chad mehem. No matter which one he picks, shteim ein tunat lechem. None of them require lechem. Kulu chalipim da'adadi ninu. They're all coming to discharge the same obligation. So even though they're not in a sequential order, it's not the one next to it. But in the end, all you need to do is bring one korban. And he's discharging that obligation with one of these three. The other two then become excess. If they're excess, then they do not require lechem. So Abaye disagrees with Rava because of that. Amar Rabbi Zera. V'chein l'inyan chataot. The same din applies by chataot. Yifrish chatato v'abda. He separated his chatat and then it got lost. V'yifrish acher tachta. And then he replaced it. V'abda. And that got lost as well. V'yifrish acher tachta. And then he brings a third one to replace it. V'nimtzu rishonot. And then he finds the original ones. Arish l'shtam domdot. Now he has all three of them standing in front of him. Nitchaper rishona. If he uses the first one, shnia tamut. Second one is put to death because of a chatat she nitkapru ba'aleha. The second one goes to mita according to Rabbi. Shishit tireh. And the third one will go out to graze. Nitkaper b'shlishit. If he uses the third one here, shnia tamut, because the third is a replacement for the second one. But rishona tireh, the first one will go out to graze, because again, it wasn't, neither of the first two were brought as a korban to nitkapru ba'aleha. Tkapru b'emtzait. If he did the middle one, he used as his kapara, shteim yamutu. Then the first and third die, because second is a replacement of the first, and the third would have been the replacement for the second, so they're all put to death. Abaye amar, Abaye has the same opinion. Rafil nitkaper b'achat man. No matter which one he used, shteim yamutu. The other two go put to death. Kulo chalpin da'adadi ninu. They're all replacements of each other. He has only one obligation to bring over here. Since he has one obligation, as long as he discharges that obligation, the other two become excess. If they're excess and they're chataot nitkapru b'alehem, then they go to mita according to Rabbi. So my v'chein. Why do you have to say vein v'chatat? It makes sense. It should be the same din by the todah and the chatat. Maybe over there by the todot, I could say that he was bringing extra todot, because people bring voluntary offerings of todot. The Rava doesn't hold like that. The Rava says the same din that he says by todah. He also says by the chatat. Tani Rabbi Chia teaches us. If a todah and its tumurata got mixed up, one of them dies. The one that's remaining has no takana. Hechin avit, what are you going to do? Nakriv lechem ba'adol, if you're going to bring lechem alongside of it, Dilma Tmurohi. Maybe it's a Tmuran and lo, it doesn't require Lechem. Lo Nagriv Lechem, if you don't bring Lechem, Bada Dilma Todai. And it's a Todai and it does require Lechem. So Echidami, what's the case here? Ida Mar Alai, if he says that I am obligated to bring, he said Harai Alai, and therefore he's obligated to bring Toda, Lo Sagya Dulomai Dilei Behema Achrina. He has to bring another Behema. Velechem. Velema, and then he'll say like this, Iach the Kaima Tmura. If the one that's existing is the Tmura, he, then that will be remained as the Tmura. Ha Toda Vahalachman, the new Behema that I brought, and the Lechem are discharging my obligation and bringing a todah. And now I have a todah and a lechem. Yoch the kaima todah. If the original one that I brought was a todah, the one that remained from the two, the one that died, and then the one remaining is a todah, he, that will be a todah. V'halachman, the lechem I'm bringing now is its lechem. V'adavi achrayut, and this will be a replacement for it, a backup for that one. And if it's a backup, then you bring it without lechem, because that's what we said before, that achrayut for a todah, that second todah is brought as a plain todah without any lechem. So the Gemara says here, lo tzricha damari harizu. That the case here is a case where he says harizu. And now the Gemara then is going to discuss this case of Harizu, where you have no Takana. The Gemara from here on in, after the parentheses all the way through to the Mishnah, will discuss a possibility of when you say Harizu and it's in a Dava, you don't have the opportunity to replace it because it's not a Chovah and you can't bring something as a replacement for Achrayut because there is no Achrayut by Nidava. How do you have a case then where you cannot bring or you cannot rectify the situation? So Gemara is going to give many, many attempts to rectify the situation and show in each case why it doesn't work and why the statement of Rabbi Chiya is right, that a Todah that get mixed up with this Tumurah and one of them dies, that's a case where it's a Todah that was a Nidava. That makes up its tumura, one of them dies, there is no way to rectify the animal that is left behind. That's not true by todat chova, which we just showed you can rectify the situation by bringing an additional animal in lechem and making it either the todah or the achrayut for the other todah. There you can rectify the situation. But in case in the dava, you cannot rectify it. Again, that will be a discussion of the Gemara in tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop over here.